And welcome to the Midday for a Monday. I'm Norman Gilliland. Happy to be again here in our Buck studio for some live music with one of the Final Forte 2015 finalists. Her name is Vivian Wilhelms, and welcome to the Midday.
Thank you very much for having me.
And you've come from far away. How far?
Not too far. About 25 minutes, Wanakee.
Wanakee, the one and only Wanakee, Wisconsin.
Yeah, lots of farms down there.
Have you been living up that way for a while?
Not a few years. I moved right before sixth grade. So
5 years
yeah.
For you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of a native there?
A little bit.
And you're wired into the musical life of the community?
Yeah, it's mostly through school.
And you were in the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra, still are, I guess.
Yeah, right, since I was 11.
What instrument did you start out with?
In the orchestras?
Mm-hmm.
I started out with violin, and I still play violin in now the youth orchestra.
And so how does that work in terms of your practice? Did you start as a kind of a violinist and pianist at the same time in your career?
No. I started piano when I was 4. And I picked up violin when I was about 7 or 8.
And well, what prompted you to add that second instrument?
At the school I went to at the time, they started kids on instruments really early, and I remembered they were presenting the instruments to us, and I heard the violin and I fell in love with the sound right away. And it was, I think, it mostly because it sounded like a human voice, and I was like, oh, I really want to play this instrument. So
but how does that work? You have to split up your practice time, right?
Yeah, that is difficult, especially with school getting busier. But it seems to work out pretty well.
So how many hours a day do you... I wouldn't usually ask this question because it's kind of a, like, who cares in a sense. But when you're playing two instruments like that, how much time do you have to spend practicing between the two instruments?
I try to distribute my time. It all depends on, you know, schoolwork and how busy I am, what time of the year it is, and what's going on in each of those instruments. But usually I try to hit maybe at least an hour and a half for
the two combined?
Oh, no.
For each? An hour and a half a day for each?
Yeah, a little less on violin, but... these days it's been more, you know, on piano, but...
So is that pretty much it for you in terms of extracurriculars?
You'd think so, but I don't know. I still have time to do other stuff in school. I'm on my school's varsity forensics team, and...
Forensics, wow, that's got to take a lot of time, too. You can't just fake your way through that.
No, it takes a lot of time outside of school, just writing the speech and practicing it, but it's a really worthwhile experience. It's a little nerve-wracking speaking, but
sure, great mental discipline though, and
develop definitely.
Those interpersonal skills.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to win an argument with you.
Not that good yet, but
all right. Well, keep in touch. We can all use some pointers, I suspect, when it comes to swaying others to our opinions. So you have chosen to play an entire partita by Bach. A partita is a suite, and a suite originally written for keyboard, harpsichord,
mm-hmm.
in this case.
Yeah.
So multiple stylized dance movements, are they?
Yeah. It's there are 6 six movements, and one of them has the minuet. There's 2 minuets. It begins with a prelude, which is... it's one of my favorite, it's my favorite movement out of the 6.
Bach writes a good prelude,
yeah,
doesn't he?
definitely. And then, there's the Allemande, which mm-hmm. is a little more on the serious side, but it has that kind of spontaneous, you know, imaginative flowing feeling.
Kind of a German dance originally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The courant is, well, it means running in French, so obviously it's very upbeat, and it's really fun to play. And then the sarabande is gorgeous. It's a really stately dance.
Kind of intense in a way, yeah.
Yeah. And then the minuets, especially following the sarabande, they're really graceful and elegant, but at the same time, they're really, you know, cute and playful. The second one, they actually go really well together, because the first one is a little more upbeat, and the second one is a little gentler and slower. And then the gigue is the last movement, and it's really lively.
It's a jig.
Fun, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so here it is, the Partita number 1 in B flat. It's 6 movements by Johann Sebastian Bach, and the pianist is my guest for the midday, Vivian Wilhelms.
Thank you.
Bravo. That was the Partita number 1 in B-flat. 6 movements by Johann Sebastian Bach, played by my guest for the midday today, Vivian Wilhelms. And Bach is supposed to have said that making music was just a matter of hitting the right note at the right time. How do you feel about that? You hit a lot of notes there.
Well, I think that's a lot of it. You know, playing Bach, it's very, just because of the many voices, you know, shared between the hands, it's really, it requires a lot of focus to play. And in that sense, it's really, you know, intellectual. But I think also there's, and that's the reason I enjoy playing it so much is because I feel that there's a lot more than just, you know, hitting the notes. I think I have a lot of fun with, you know, being creative with what he has on the page and, you know, adding ornaments or changing up the phrasing or something.
I was going to ask about that. You had some rather elaborate ornaments. Were those yours, or were those, Bach didn't write them in.
No, he didn't, but I think I've, listened to a lot of recordings of this piece, and I've kind of, some of them are my own, and some of them are just ones that I, you know, borrowed from other people that I really liked.
Yesterday, a pianist friend and I were talking about the aptitude for a pianist that might not apply to another instrument. Now, of course, you play the piano and the violin, but do you feel that you can pick up just kind of any instrument and make music out of it pretty quickly, or are there some that just seem foreign to you?
You know, it's interesting to say that. I think that starting piano as young as I did, it's definitely helped me. Like when I started violin, I think mostly because, you know, I could already read music and I could, you know, identify notes on the staff, like stuff like that. And I think that it did help me progress at a younger age a lot faster. And I actually haven't tried any other instruments besides that.
How would you have time?
True. So it did help me on the violin, and I think it would have helped me if I wanted to pick up a third instrument.
Well, now, what does a performer do, when you're in school, of course, mm-hmm. for 8-9 months of the year? In the summertime, does that give you more time to practice, but do you have fewer things going on to practice for, or how does that whole thing work?
Summer definitely helps with everything. Just, you know, not being in school for 6 hours, it frees up a big portion of my day, and I am able to practice both instruments a lot more. Most of the, you know, when I compete or something, those are during the school year, and it does get sometimes pretty stressful. But I usually don't really, summer, I try to, you know, learn new music or just have fun with it.
So, I mean, there are these various sort of camps and mm-hmm. clinics, as they call them, and competitions that take place during the summer, I guess, but you sort of hold back from that?
Not really. I kind of take it easy uh-huh. during the summer. Yeah.
Something to be said for that. Now back with my guest today, Vivian Wilhelms, here in our Buck studio. She's at the Mason and Hamlin with a wonderful set of pieces that she has lined up. And a composer we don't think of so often as writing for the piano, but he did and probably composed that way a lot too, is Tchaikovsky. So what do you find in the piano music of Tchaikovsky?
I think the thing I love about his music and the piece I'm about to play is just the range of expression and how he has very, deep emotions that you can feel in the music, and sometimes it's hard to get that, but...
Yeah, he certainly was emotional.
Yeah, definitely.
in his personal life, if you read the letters, and also in his music, too. And he has this... the suite, sometimes called the month, sometimes called the seasons, but there's one piece for every month.
Yeah. And for June, it was a barcarolle, which
is a kind of a...
It's kind of a like a Venetian, you know, folk song.
Kind of a gentle
yeah.
folk boat song,
it's
I think.
Very melancholy.
This is the, well, he was Tchaikovsky. He was Russian after all, you know.
Yeah.
They specialize in minor key stuff.
Yeah.
But June is actually the best for whatever reason. And sometimes these things are mysterious, but June is the most famous of those 12 months of Tchaikovsky. Yeah. So here is the Barcarolle June from the Months by Tchaikovsky.
Thank you.
The Barcarolle, June from the Month by Tchaikovsky. Does that make you want to take on some of the piano and orchestra music of Tchaikovsky, that great rumbling first piano concerto and things like that?
Yeah, I think I'd like to play that someday. That's a really great piece.
And you have obviously played with orchestras. Some, what kind of things do you play as a pianist?
Like with the orchestra? The piano concertos I've played, I've done Mozart, Mendelssohn, and most recently the Sasson.
Yeah, which is not a pushover by any means, any of that, actually. A composer that we think of as almost entirely writing for the piano was Frédéric Chopin. I mean, he just seemed to live and breathe piano music.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find anything in particular attractive about his music?
He was a romantic composer, and I think, again, that, you know, depth of emotion. I think the thing in particular about the scherzo that I'll be playing is that, you know, the different sections all have such different moods. The beginning is... Chopin actually said the beginning motif should sound like the House of Death.
Oh, so that's Chopin for you.
And then
had his bright movements too.
Yeah,
course.
And then obviously that section is followed by a con anima, which is extremely soulful and it's gorgeous. And then you have the trio in the middle that kind of breaks between the sections, and that's where the whole tone completely changes, and then you get back to the House of Death motif, and the ending just bursts, basically.
So here it is, the Scherzo number 2 in B flat minor by Chopin.
Thank you.
You know, the pianist and composer John Field went to hear Chopin play one time, described him as a sick room talent, but I don't think that was on the program that night. Yeah, you have to be in command of totally all of your faculties in order to pull that one off, the scherzo number 2 in B-flat minor.
Yeah, that's a difficult one.
which, of course, makes it all the more fun when you triumph at the end.
Yeah.
Great stuff. A lot of different things going on there. Scherzo, originally meaning a joke, but I think Chopin took it to mean almost anything you wanted to, as it's all in there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, earlier, Vivian, you played the Partita by Bach, which had a couple of minuets in it, and mm-hmm. that's a quaint dance form that has captured the imagination of many composers since, including Maurice Ravel, who actually included one in his Sonatine, one of his most famous works.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that sound like? Something to end with a smile, the Sonatine, including that minuet, the work of Maurice Ravel, the pianist at hand in our Buck studio today, Vivian Wilhelms. And so you have one more year of high school, right?
Two more years
of high school, but who's counting? And where do you go to high school?
Wanakee High.
Wanakee High. And so too early to think about next steps?
It's coming up for sure. I think this is, you know, my last summer before everything starts to get crazy. So
all those applications.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even a test or two, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Are you thinking at this point that you're going to be a professional pianist, violinist?
I haven't thought too much about that, but whatever I choose, I am certain that I will continue piano studies, whether it's at you know, as a double major in piano performance in something else, or at a
conservatory. It seems that the piano, at least, probably the violin too, would have to be part of your life.
Yeah,
permanently.
Definitely.
There's so much of you in it, and it in you. So would you have a sense of what that other major might be? I mean, what is a good complement for a musician?
Well, I don't really know. I know a lot of musicians that have done, you know, science in music, but I'm kind of undecided as far as what I want to do. I have a wide range of interests.
That can be a good thing, can be a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's great to be versatile, but it's also, of course, it can make it a little harder to make the decision.
Yeah, definitely.
And so do you have a public performance in the offing anytime soon? Since today, after today?
Not yet. My family and I are actually doing a few road trips this summer, so I won't be around too much, but I'm hoping in the fall to do something.
Thanks for stopping by the midday today, and I hope you'll come back.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
Great. Been a great pleasure.